This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Today's gospel reading begins with these words: "To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable." Now, who were those who were confident of their own righteousness and who looked down on everybody else? Well, in Jesus' day, such people were the Pharisees. The Pharisees were actually the religious leaders and examples of morality among the Jews of their day. They believed that there was a God who created the heavens and the earth, and they believed that they were accountable to Him as well as everybody else. We're all accountable to God. That's what they believed. They also believed that God expected you to obey His laws, and that He would love you and have mercy on you only if you obeyed His laws to the best of your ability. They also believed that they themselves had actually achieved such obedience in their own lives. That's right. The Pharisees believed that they had obeyed God's laws well enough to be worthy of His love and His mercy and His blessing. So, not only were the Pharisees confident of their own righteousness before God based on their obedience of His laws, they also looked down on others who supposedly were not as holy as they were. That's right, they looked down on others who did not obey God's laws as well as they did. For example, the Pharisees especially looked down on the Gentiles, the non-Jews who worshipped false gods and indulged in any number of sins. There was no hope for them. The Pharisees also looked down on Jewish women who worked as prostitutes and had sex with men for money. The Pharisees looked down on Jewish men who worked as tax collectors for the pagan Roman government and who often stole from their own people by charging them more money than they actually owed and then pocketing the difference for themselves. The Pharisees looked down on their fellow Jews who did not give as much money to the temple as they did. The Pharisees looked down on anyone who was not as righteous as they supposedly were. Now, with that understood, Jesus goes on to tell a story about two men who went to the temple in Jerusalem to pray. Now, notice, both of these men are at the temple. Both of these men are at church, so to speak. So it's a good thing to be at the temple. It's a good thing to be at church. We should be there. However, only one of these two men was there for the right reason. Jesus said that the Pharisee stood up and he prayed about himself. He thanked God that he was not like other men who didn't obey God as well as he did. The Pharisee even mentioned sins that others have done, but that he has not done, or so he thinks. For example, sins like theft or adultery. The Pharisee even points God to the tax collector who was there at the temple with him. The Pharisee was probably even wondering why the tax collector even bothered to be at the temple. He was probably thinking, doesn't this tax collector know that he's not worthy? Doesn't this tax collector know that he sinned way too much for God to ever have mercy on him? The Pharisee then goes on to brag about his own good works. He tells God about his religious fasting and his generous financial donations to the temple. The Pharisee is thinking, why wouldn't God be pleased with someone like me? But then, Jesus tells us about the tax collector. Jesus says, the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven. But he beat his breast and he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now, please notice something about this tax collector. He was broken, he was humble, and he was repentant. He was not excusing his sin, he was not justifying his sin, he certainly was not affirming his sin. Please understand, the tax collector was not saying, "Oh yeah, sure, I steal from people. I know what's wrong, but you know, I'm a good person otherwise. In fact, my good deeds far outweigh my bad deeds, so why wouldn't God give me a break? I'm not really all that bad." No, there is none of this evil, arrogant foolishness in the words of this tax collector. Apparently, this tax collector had heard Jesus preach. This tax collector had heard that his theft, as well as his other sins, were evil, and he deserved God's wrath for all eternity because of them. But this tax collector also heard the good news. He heard Jesus preach that Jesus was the Savior promised in the Old Testament scriptures. He heard Jesus preach that sinners could repent and receive forgiveness of sins in his name, and that Jesus would set us free to live a new life. So, once this tax collector was broken and lifted up by the gospel, he ran to the temple. He ran to the temple where the animal blood sacrifices were offered. The animal blood sacrifices that were a picture of the sacrifice that God's Son would offer when he would hang on the cross with all of our sins on his back. This tax collector runs to the temple, and there he cries out to God, "Have mercy on me, a sinner." In fact, the Greek word that is translated "have mercy" is a unique Greek word that is based on a Greek noun which refers to the atonement cover of the Ark of the Covenant that resided in the Holy of Holies of the Jerusalem temple. You see, the priests would pour the sacrificial blood over this atonement cover as a sign that God would forgive our sins because of the sacrifice that his Son would offer on the cross. Therefore, what this tax collector is actually saying, according to the Greek word, is this. He's actually saying, "God, for the sake of the blood on the atonement cover, which is a picture of the sacrifice of your Son's own blood, have mercy on me, a sinner." So this tax collector had faith in Jesus. The Pharisee believed God would have mercy on him because he had obeyed God's laws well enough. The tax collector, even though he knew he deserved hell, believed God would have mercy on him because his Son suffered the damnation that he deserved. Now, after Jesus talks about the Pharisee and the tax collector respectively, he then makes a comment that absolutely shocked the people of his day. Jesus says that the tax collector went home forgiven, but not the Pharisee. And then Jesus says, "Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." What does this mean for our lives today? Well, first of all, note the sermon title, "A Tale of Two Men at Church." Simply put, just because you're attending church doesn't mean that you're a believer. If you're in church exalting yourself in your own heart, if you think that God is impressed with your church attendance, if you think that God owes you one because of your faithful obedience of his laws, then you are still outside of God's grace and you're doomed for hell. But if you're in church as a humble sinner who knows you deserve nothing but God's wrath, if you're here today clinging to Jesus alone as your only hope of salvation, then you are forgiven, you are holy in God's sight, and you can look forward to spending eternity with the God who loves you more than you can possibly imagine. Therefore, it's very important that we don't become Pharisees by actually looking down on the Pharisee. You see, that's another problem we have in our modern culture. People hear this story and they think like this: "Thank you, God, that I'm not like that Pharisee. Thank you, God, that I'm not a self-righteous idiot like that Pharisee. Thank you, God, that I'm such a humble person. Oh, God, thank you that I don't need to go to church because we know that the church is just filled with hypocrites. Unlike me, I'm an honest, integrity sort of person. Oh, God, aren't you impressed with how humble I am? That's right, we can be guilty of being prideful about our humility. We can be guilty of boasting before God about our repentant attitudes. So we dare not look down on the Pharisee in a spirit of self-righteousness. You see, my friends, if you do agree with God that your sin is evil and that your sin deserves His eternal wrath, if you do trust in Jesus alone for salvation, then give God all the glory. Because He's the one who has worked repentance and faith in your heart. Remember our reading from Ephesians. It said, "It is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So if you are a humble believer like the tax collector in today's gospel reading, then give God all the glory because He is the one who worked repentance and faith in your heart. There's another thing I want to tell you. If you do know people who are like that Pharisee in our gospel reading, don't look down on them. Don't despise them. Don't hate them. Instead, pray for them. Witness to them in love and humility when you have the opportunity. And remember that you would be just like that Pharisee in our story if it were not for the grace of God and His Word transforming you. In closing, now you know why we confess our sins at almost every service at this church. Now you know why Jesus and His death for us is the focus of every sermon I preach. Now you know why we give God all the praise and glory for all the good works that His Son does through us. You see, it's all about Jesus. It's all about what He's done for us sinners. All glory to His name. Amen. Now may the peace of God